So you think your commute is expensive? Gas, tolls, bridges? Well, on just a 10-mile stretch of I-66 in Virginia outside D.C., the price of a new toll for express lanes hit $40 during rush hour. The peak today was around $25. But wait, it will change every 6 minutes based on a system that estimates demand. And officials say, if you don't want to pay for it, well, carpool. Put just one other person in your car and it will be free. Robin Farzad is the host of Full Disclosure on NPR One. Robin, this is called tolling. The cost is calculated using something called dynamic pricing. Explain how that works.
Yeah, what's your pain point? What's your willingness to pay? I mean, the Beltway is just a parking lot. On many days at these hours, it's useless. And when, for example, I live in Central Virginia, and when I need to be in D.C., I am very willing to pay that $23 rate that sometimes the express lane costs me just to have a working highway, because the alternative is just being stuck in traffic for 3 hours. So this is actually bringing it out there and codifying it and saying, if you want the privilege of just being the lone person in your car, you're going to have to pay for it big time.
Yeah. And by the way, you said Beltway. This is the Beltway. This is what they're talking about. You know, inside the Beltway is Washington, D.C. Well, people aren't happy. There's the hashtag highway robbery. A prominent Republican in the state's House of Delegates said the tolls were supposed to average $6 to $7. But that was outside rush hour. Explain the thinking here.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is if you could, you know, this in this really peak time, and that $40 rate, by the way, talks about almost like a 10-minute period where dynamic pricing happens and they realize we could tweak it up, we could tweak it up, we could tweak it up. And then at what point are you crying uncle? Because I don't believe the goal here is fundraising. It's to dissuade people from riding alone. It's to incent people to take mass transit and to take other routes.
Well, where does the money go? Is it all going to the state?
I mean, $18 million a year, it's not that much in the grand scheme of funding for the state. That's the estimate for the first year. You've had more ambitious projects like congestion pricing in Manhattan, which is also you can't get in and out of Manhattan at rush hour. That was knocked down by the other boroughs. Really, it's behavior that they're trying to incent here. In theory and in practice, you would take the money and plow it not just into extra lanes for the highway, but a better mass transit system inside Virginia. You know, I live in Central Virginia, and the Staples Mill Richmond station is one of the most decrepit. Like, they have billboards actually urging you not to use it during Thanksgiving. So what is my alternative if I can't afford the $40 lane? If I can't afford, you know, a train, I can't take a boat to D.C.
No, but I guess they're saying grab somebody, find somebody, and put them in the car with you. Look, you say the whole idea is to reduce traffic. They say that we don't have the money to keep repaving the roads from overuse. They're in gridlock anyway. So is it working? Is it reducing congestion?
You have seen it work so far this week. They're saying that average commute times have been slashed. You have seen it work in other cities. I've seen it in my hometown, Miami, in SoCal, where the 405, Southern California, and 101, they are parking lots for much of the day. In Boston, I mean, you guys know this really well with the Mass Pike in Atlanta. This is the future, like it or not. And they're trying to induce people. You see it in Uber with ride sharing and pool and the lower price in that if you want the privilege of riding alone, which is increasingly becoming an exorbitant thing to do, you're going to have to pay for it.
Well, don't wander onto I-66 if you don't want to pay that $40 that sometimes. Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure on NPR One, thanks so much for telling us about it.
Thank you, Robin.